song. Get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
This is Gary Jackson with My Generation.
And welcome to the latest in a continuing saga of two-hour radio shows featuring music from the 1960s. It's Gary Jackson here. We'll hear hits, we'll hear rarities. You might hear one or two artists that you've never heard of as well. You never know what's going to crop up in My Generation. But we will start with a song that used to be valuable when people still bought 7-inch vinyl singles. It was released on Stateside in the UK, and it was a hit on the Northern Soul dance floors. It was Barbara Randolph and a song called I Got a Feeling. But she got some tablets for it.
Something different on your dial.
Yeah, one
Thank you. Yes, we started off with Barbara Randolph and I Got a Feeling, and there, strictly under the heading Never Heard of Them Before, probably, were Erky Grant and the Earwigs. Yes, I kid you not, pie recording artists and their version of I'm a Hog for You.
Now it's time for the A to Z of the Beatles with Gary Jackson.
One of the highlights of the Rubber Soul album, In My Life, was written mostly by John Lennon and started out as a nostalgic set of memories of Liverpool. There was a period when I thought I didn't write melodies, that Paul wrote those and I just wrote straight shouting rock and roll. But of course, when I think of some of my own songs, In My Life, or some of the early stuff, like This Boy, I was writing melody with the best of them. Lennon regarded In My Life particularly highly, citing it, along with Strawberry Fields Forever, I Am the Walrus and Help, as among his best. For In My Life, I had a complete set of lyrics after struggling with a journalistic vision of a trip from home to downtown on a bus naming every site. It became In My Life, which is a remembrance of friends and lovers of the past. Paul helped with the middle eight musically, but all lyrics written, signed, sealed and delivered, and it was, I think, my first real major piece of work. Up until then, it had been all sorts of glib and throwaway, and that was the first time I consciously put my literary part of myself into the lyric, inspired by Kenneth Allsop, the British journalist, and Bob Dylan. He first had the idea for the song in 1964, when journalist Kenneth Allsop asked Lennon why his songs were less revealing and challenging than his books. Musing on this, Lennon decided to take a nostalgic look at specific places and memories from his Liverpool past.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall some are dead and some are living. Think about them.
Beatles from Rubber Soul and In My Life. So to the A-side, B-side for this week. And it's that band that didn't play on their hits, at least not on the A-side. But I'm pretty sure that Love Affair played on this B-side, which was called Someone Like Me.
What is a B-side?
Well, you see, it's the other side of the record, the one no one ever plays. You know that one?
Not know me, not know me. What tried hard to be. Someone you talk to.
The B-side, but what was the hit?
Headed
One of the great hits from the 60s featuring the voice of Steve Ellis, who still tours today and still sounds just like he did on the records. The B-side was called Someone Like Me, and the A-side, of course, was Rainbow Valley by Love Affair.